ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Tonga's struggling to manage the influx of returnees who have been deported from Australia, New Zealand and the United States. A steady stream of convicted criminals have been sent back to the Pacific nation, despite many having almost no connection to their nominal homeland. Once there, they say they're being offered little support and some are falling back into crime. The issue is the subject of a new documentary, which we published on the news organisation Vice Zealandia's website later tonight, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Got arrested since I was a juvenile. They tried to give me life, but I ended up going off for 4 years. By that time, they were telling me I was getting deported. I was like, okay, yeah, only Mexicans get deported. They're like, yeah, no, you get deported too. I was like, huh?
Ila Mwanga is back in his homeland, farming the family plot. But after living most of his life in Hawaii, he remains an outsider in Tonga.
I have people tell me they're scared of me and they don't even know who I am. And I'm like, why are you scared? They said, because you're a deportee.
Exact figures for the number of deportees are hard to come by, but it's estimated there are between 700 and 1,000 living in Tonga. In the past decade, more than 250 people have been deported from Australia alone. Most are men in their 20s and 30s who've been jailed for crimes like assault, theft or drug offences. Typically, they've been out of the country for more than 20 years. They arrive in handcuffs, their passports are cancelled, and then they're essentially left to fend for themselves.
Here in Tonga, you're just dumped at the airport.
Sione Molly was born in Perth, where his father was studying. He returned to Tonga as a five-year-old, then the family moved to New Zealand when he was an adolescent. There, he became involved in crime and was sent to jail, where he says he turned his life around. But now he says he's trapped in limbo with his family, including a wife and small children, still in New Zealand.
Well, it's pretty hard trying to make something over here when you're pretty much foreign to everything you do. Yeah, you're home, you're Tongan, but what do you know about Tongan, really?
New Zealand filmmaker Ursula Williams produced and directed the film Gangsters in Paradise. She says for some deportees, the experience of being forcibly returned to Tonga is a positive one, where they reconnect with their culture and disconnect from the influences that drew them into crime in the first place. But others fall back into drugs and violence.
If these people have no family ties, have no family land, are isolated and stigmatised, and they've got really good skills in terms of criminal activity, then of course they're going to, you know, go back to what they know in terms of earning money and connect themselves with their international contacts that they already have.
Tonga is working on a national deportation strategy, but police and government did not respond to requests to explain the strategy or what's being done in the meantime. Ursula Williams says Tonga shouldn't have to bear the burden alone, saying Australia, the US and New Zealand are simply washing their hands of the deportees.
I don't think that they are acting responsibly. I mean, in lots of instances, these people have been byproducts of a society that isn't Tonga. So, for example, a lot of the crimes and things like that or criminal behaviour has started far away from in the US, in Australia and in New Zealand. And so they've created these communities and made these decisions in a completely different country. And countries that are first world and that have the resources potentially to actually rehabilitate some of the behaviours.
American deportee Sione Nagawe warns if more isn't done to help those being sent back, they'll not only damage their own lives, but they'll do damage to Tonga as well.
And those are the guys that I feel like that when they get here, they should have something that they can get involved in real quick. If not, they're going to become their own selves again and end up back in prison or making Tonga worse.